Today we come to chapter 5 of the history of our church body. The chapter 5 is entitled The Interim Conference. Now, the interim is a period of time between two other periods of time. For example, I could ask you students today whether you had a good interim last week. Period of time between the school before and the school after. Now, the interim that we're talking about was between 1956 and 1960. It was a period of time between when most of our congregations, pastors, and teachers were members of one of the synods of the Synodical Conference and the time when our church body was organized in 1960. So it was a period of about 4 years, 1956 to 1960. In 1956, that's when congregations began to leave the synods of the Synodical Conference because of their toleration of false teaching. And every year, a few more withdrew. And then finally, in 1960, the organization took place. But during those 4 years, it was quite a problem because pastors and teachers lost their jobs and they lost their homes. Congregations left their synods, and sometimes not the whole congregation wanted to go along with this, and so only parts of congregations withdrew, and then they had to form new, smaller congregations. And sometimes pastors and teachers withdrew and no one followed them, so they were all alone in their particular congregation. So these were hard times for some people. Some of these pastors had big families. How were they going to support their families when they had no jobs and no homes? Well, one man took a job as a milk deliverer. Another worked in a boat factory. Another one tried to sell world book encyclopedias. So it was a time when people were sad and lonely. So what were they going to do? More important, what did the Lord want them to do? Well, the Lord's command remains firm. You are to go and preach the gospel. You are to train the young. You are to spread the word in other places. So the work of the Lord had to go on. But it was hard to do that because there was no synod. There was no church body they could join because they could not find any church body that was truly faithful to the Lord and His Word in every respect. And there was no school for the young people to attend, no place for pastors and teachers to be trained. But Psalm 68, verse 6 says, God sets the solitary in families. So God brings lonely people together. And that's what He did in this case. These congregations, pastors and teachers were scattered all over the country, but God led them to find one another, to start corresponding with each other, and to arrange meetings where they could discuss their common problems. So one of the first such meetings was held in Mankato, Minnesota, 1956. And then there were other meetings in the years that followed, one in Lyons, Nebraska, one in Cheyenne, Wyoming, Spokane, Washington, Red Wing, Minnesota, and again in Mankato. These people were not in a hurry to start a new church body because there were other things that had to be taken care of first. And the main thing was, what kind of doctrine are we going to confess and teach? And The particular problem was, what are we going to teach with respect to the doctrine of church fellowship? What does God's Word say about the persons that we can pray with and worship with and do mission work with? What does God's Word say about terminating fellowship with those who are tolerating false teaching? So these things had to be studied very carefully, because there were lots of opinions out there and they did not agree with one another. So in Lyons, Nebraska, in 1957, they asked the pastor from Cheyenne, Wyoming, Pastor Winfred Schaller Jr., to make a study of the Bible's teaching on church fellowship and put it together in a confession. And so he started working on that. Another concern was, what does God's Word say about the doctrine of church and the doctrine of ministry? So they asked a pastor out in Clarkston, Washington, Pastor Leonard Berenthal, to study that doctrine and to draw up something that they could use as a confession. So these were the beginnings. Now, as the meetings kept on being held, the attendance got larger each time. The movement was growing, and that's when they started calling themselves the Interim Conference. And they chose a chairman and a secretary. And in 1958, they started a little magazine called The Lutheran Spokesman. June 1958, the first publication. And as they met together, they tried to figure out what should be done about education. There was a mission in Japan. Pastor Fred Tiefel had also withdrawn from the Wisconsin Synod, and there he was out in Japan with no synod to support him and his wife and his little Japanese congregation. So there was a concern about that. How could we help that man? So all of these things were being discussed, and the Lord was with this little group, and the Lord blessed them, and in time brought about unity in faith and confession. And that unity of faith and confession is one of the greatest blessings there is, and we pray that God will continue to bless us today with that same blessing. We conclude by singing hymn number 532. Leave.